Talk Live is your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we're launching into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
The number, by the way, the toll-free SACL CAI line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. Hi, John.
Hi, hello.
Hey, we got you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I told you I wouldn't be able to call in tonight, but some things changed today, and I thought I'd give you the update. As of early this afternoon, I had to leave to get some sleep because I thought I'd be working tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of us arrived in Concord outside the federal building to support Dave Ridley.
Yes, the man who has been accused of placing a piece of paper down on an IRS officer's desk and was then charged with distribution of handbills, a federal crime, when all he was doing was simply trying to communicate his opinions to the IRS staff and essentially petition the government for a redress of grievances, which is a right enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, but the judge apparently didn't see it that way, did he?
Yeah, and I don't think he wants to see it that way, and I don't think that Mr. Therian, I don't know what his complete title is, but he's apparently, when he took the witness stand today, and I think he's the one driving this persecution.
That's the cop, right?
That's the guy, he's the, I don't know if this is his proper title, but he's apparently the commander of either Homeland Security or ICE or something like that for Northern New England. He listed the states, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire.
Right. They brought in the commander of Homeland Security for the Northeast to testify against a man who distributed a piece of paper.
A piece of paper. And by the way, this guy was dressed a little differently than normal. This is somebody that we've seen, you know, on many of these trips. He was involved when they arrested Russell and all this. And so he was just dressed a little bit differently, a little more showing off his gear a little bit with his, you know, his microphones and his whatever battle gear that he had on. He's kind of showing that off a little bit more today, it seemed. That's just my personal opinion on it. So there were...
John, we got a question here for you.
We got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say quickly that this really just shows what the ICE people are doing. I know that when we'd go out and protest outside the IRS building, they'd come down here from wherever they come from and just watch us doing some protests recently after Russell did this. And now showing up in court, going through all this stuff, it really shows what this whole federal bureaucracy is doing with their time and money, just wasting it.
Intimidation. They're trying to intimidate people. So go ahead. What happened today?
They're trying to intimidate somebody who's entirely peaceful and just trying to express an opinion.
Right, and at the same time, they're trying to intimidate anybody else who's paying attention as well, by proxy. They want to scare everybody.
Right, and that's the whole idea, to silence it. And by the way, the judge said today, I think towards the end, Dave made a comment, and you know, it might not have been accurate, but he said something along the lines to the judge that, you know, maybe this is all new to you, you know, that people would stand up for the Constitution. And the guy made some comment about he grew up in the 60s and, you know, he saw it all before with the Vietnam War or whatever the heck he said. It just kind of threw me off so much.
Because the hippies were really interested in the Constitution.
Well, I was thinking that this guy sitting in his black dress probably isn't very interested in the Constitution, and he's proving it. But anyway,
yeah, that's true.
Over a dozen of us, and it was kind of interesting that there was a more mixed message than I've seen before. When I pulled up, there was a young lady with a Ron Paul sign and another young lady with a Ron Paul sign, and I hadn't seen either of these two activists before. And then I spotted Dave, and I spotted an old Libertarian Party of New Hampshire workhorse. He was there with a Vote Libertarian sign, and then there was one of the early Free State movers, who's also a big Ed Brown supporter, and various others that you would recognize, anybody would recognize from NH3.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kat, Russell, Long.
Sure. Most of our listeners don't know any of these people, so go on with what happened.
So we all demonstrated for a couple hours out there. I didn't get there till just before 9, demonstrated, and we went inside the court. And it had started by the time I get in there, and it just went through the normal, disrespect for the Constitution that you would expect in the courtroom. And
Right. Now, let me see if I understand. Let me see if I've got this straight. From what Dave has told us, his whole position on this has been, look, you guys fined me with $125 the last time I was in court for this this charge. He hasn't paid the $125. He's told the judge he'll pay the fine so long as the judge can show him the applicable justification for where in the Constitution it's authorized for them to levy this fine and that for them to charge him with this crime. And did the judge bother to do that today?
I think that kind of when the judge said that he's seen it all before and grew up in the 60s, maybe that's what he was referring to. Like, you know, this has all been tried and, you know, we're done with this Constitution business. We don't, you know, we're not interested in these arguments. And therefore, and he said that he didn't see Dave as any threat to society and he didn't see him as any risk of flight. But he sentenced them anyway in the end to 4 days in prison.
Outrageous. So
we're going to throw a man in prison for handing a couple of pieces of paper to a couple of bureaucrats.
Unbelievable.
So now we don't know where he's going to go. We just know, and so Dave, they handcuffed him in the court after the judge just finished saying he's of no threat, he's of no flight risk, he's not into harming anybody, and yet, of course, they have to go through the procedure of handcuffing the man.
Well, his sentence started right then, right?
I would say as soon as those handcuffs went on him,
right, because Lauren Canario, super activist Lauren Canario, called the NH Free hotline today and left a message saying they'd taken him to the jail, the county jail, and that that they were going to protest outside of the jail. So, yeah,
cool.
The sentence started right then. I hope someone drove him to court that day.
Now, we were trying to figure out where they would bring him, and based on Russell's limited experience, he was of the opinion that all the folks, when he was there, were processed to Stratford County prison.
Yes, I believe that is where he is.
So they hold these prisoners there as long as they're not there for more than a year. But his experience was that everybody that he talked to when he went through this process all went there. So we were talking about it, and I was of the opinion, well, why don't we go there right now? And maybe we can beat Dave there, and when he arrives, maybe we can greet him at that facility.
Did that work out?
More than half of us, or I don't know, more, roughly half of us, went to the jail and were there within the hour and staged a demonstration at the county prison.
Right.
And we were there unmolested. And the fellow that came out, he was a rather young guy, rather large, and he came out. And I think probably all dressed in black, he might think that we're going to be kind of, you know, they're probably used to pushing people around and have people intimidated.
Sure.
But Russell just went over with a kazoo in his mouth, by the way, because they were doing a little kazoo stuff while I was playing my my little ditty that I've written. It's a song with no words because
right.
of in honor of the silent protest that Dave does. But Lauren had some kazoos, and so folks were, you know, we like to have fun when we do.
So they were tooting at the jail guy that came out.
The bureaucrat. Just a little bit, but you know, he didn't seem like he was being that much of a bully about it. He came out more or less to see what the heck was going on.
Gotcha.
Another thing that was interesting was a woman came walking over who I recognized, and I thought maybe she saw the, you know, maybe somebody had called, you know, Porcupine 911. Or Free Talk Live or Hotline or whatever hotline there is, and there was a woman who was not at the court, and I recognized her from the Ed Brown trial. And this woman came walking over, and she said to me, Dave Ridley, is that the Ed Brown supporter? She happened to be at the court, at the jail to either visit or pick somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
She knew the name Dave Ridley.
That's pretty good, man, because Dave is one of the more... He is one of the more visible activists. And, John, thanks for going out there today. I wish I could have made it. I wasn't able to. I just had too much to take care of. But,
well, it's certainly my pleasure to stand up for anybody as brave as these folks are. And
I know we can expect...
When I can do what I do, and when you guys can, you do. And, you know, we all do our little part. By the way, folks, there were three attractive young ladies who I had never seen before that were there today. One just arrived in New Hampshire, and she's a Free Talk Live listener.
Were they all by themselves, John?
Yes.
That's an important factor.
Yes.
Nothing but hot women listening to Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live listener just arrived in New Hampshire Monday. So
awesome.
I was happy to welcome her home and thank her for coming home.
Great, John. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We will keep you up to date on the Dave Ridley situation as it develops. 4 days in jail for handing an IRS agent a piece of paper.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings. All without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's all for free online at freetalklive.com.
This segment of the show is brought to you by SACL CAI. They do early out billing collections, and they purchase charged off receivables. If you know anybody who, or you do work in a bank or a medical facility or something like that, drop a bug in the ear of the guy who handles this stuff and mention SACL CAI, because they do collections, but they don't, you know, they don't beat people up and they don't break kneecaps or anything like that. They're kind of nice about it, and I think it's a whole new way of doing things, and plus, they support Free Talk Live. We like them.
Absolutely. That's SACL CAI. Our number is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the Amplifier line. Talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've got a suggestion in regards to this the handbill situation.
Dave Ridley, a super activist here in New Hampshire, he's been jailed for 4 days, federal sentence, because he distributed handbills, which means he gave one piece of paper to an IRS agent and put one piece of paper down on the desk of a different IRS agent.
Now, I'm a little confused. Prison was mentioned. He's being jailed for 4 days. Now, ordinarily, a four-day sentence means literally jail. There's a huge difference between jail and prison.
There are no federal jails. It's federal prison, and that's it.
Usually a federal inmate has a shorter sentence, is incarcerated at a local jail.
Like that. Well, this is the Stratford Prison, as I understand it.
Okay, they call things funny things up here in New England. but, you know, generally, the general rule is if you are sentenced to less than a year, you go to jail. If you're sentenced to more than a year, you go to prison.
My suggestion is, you guys are, you know, I know that there are some people up there protesting, and I know that there are some super activists who have already made the move as part of the Free State Project. And my suggestion, you may like it, you may really not like it, actually, because what I would propose would sort of really easily test the waters to find out just how many super activists do we have up there right now. Because what I would suggest needs to happen is that you get together as many people as you can. I suggest like 100, you know, more than that would be better. Get an exact copy of that exact same handbill and line up at the IRS office one by one, file in, and drop it on their desks.
I think it's a great idea. In fact, what you might want to do is go and look at the threads on NH Free and post that there. That way those activists can take that and mull it over as a possibility.
Because I certainly think it would be interesting if, you know, several hundred people showed up to drop this flyer on their desk and alert the media of what's going on and what the IRS has done.
Right, turn it into an event.
What are they going to do, arrest 100 people?
Well, they couldn't. I mean, when we went down there, when they were arrested Russell Cannon, they were ready for him, and there were only a few different guys there. There were enough to arrest maybe two other people, but
well,
they had a lot.
I think it's quite obvious that if 100 people show up to petition the government, you know, and petition the IRS, that they're all, 100 of them, are all obviously terrorists and need to be shipped to Guantanamo Bay.
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out that Dave Ridley was not ever arrested during this entire thing. They gave him, essentially, they met him in a public place. They met him in a parking lot. The feds contacted him and said, we want to meet you and talk to you. They met him, and they tried to serve him with this notice of owing this fine for this distribution of handbills. So they just tried to sort of give him this administrative fine in the first place. Dave refused to take the fine from them. They just sort of dropped it on the ground in front of him, basically. And so, you know, then Dave went to court to address this issue. That's when they then charged him with a $125 fine because he didn't pay the original one. Then he didn't pay the $125, and then this other trial happened today, and now he's in jail for 4 days. So he actually was never arrested, technically.
Well, he didn't announce that he was doing it first like Russell did. He was
just
doing a silent demonstration, and
right.
Then he
That's Dave's style. He just shows up and does something. Right. He never telegraphs it in advance. But this would be something for the other activists to do to really turn this into an idea. I think it's a great idea, Johnson.
And I think getting some media attention on it would really, you know how the bureaucrats are. They're like vampires or like bats. You know, they're just bloodsuckers. And when you shine the light on them, they scatter. So
you're absolutely right.
They're kind of like cockroaches.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate
vermin.
It. 800, tell of that vermin. 800-259-9231. But you have to remember, it's easy to hate the bureaucrats, but we have to try to, I think, really, we have to kill them with kindness.
Yeah, you got to build bridges with, especially with lower level bureaucrats.
Right. They're the ones that are just, they just have a job. You know, they're just looking for an easy paycheck. They're just lazy.
And even so, they just wanted a good job, one that pays well, and who doesn't want that?
Sure.
What they weren't thinking of is, oh, wow, my job's funded by theft.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got to hurt people in the course of doing my job.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
How did the protest go in the concert over the weekend up in New Hampshire?
Went very well. I mean, considering the remote location, and we discussed this extensively on Saturday's show, so you might want to pick that up, hour number one, pretty extensive discussion. But basically, estimates say there were about 200 people that showed up, and it went on all day long. I guess they had a helicopter flying over at a cost of, you know, $1,000 an hour or whatever the hell it costs to fuel a helicopter. The feds did. And so there was no interruption by the government, and everything went off without a hitch. I think everyone enjoyed hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken and enjoyed some music. I mean,
I had a bratwurst.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think any more people, and there wouldn't have been anywhere to park. The cars were going all the way down his driveway, pretty much. And
that was when we left at 2-ish.
Right. And the police did say that if there were any cars on the main road that trickled out of his driveway, if more people got, they were planning on towing them. So.
Really?
Yeah, I bet they would.
How could they do that on private property? You know what I mean?
It wouldn't be private property.
It would be on the street.
That'd be if it went into the road.
Basically, the 200 people there filled up his driveway, so if more had come, they would have had their cars towed.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of, it says something about, I guess, the behavior of authority.
Did you know they brought hamburgers out to the cops?
I thought that was nice.
Yes, that's always a great move, is to sort of embrace your enemy. And I remember it reminds me of one of the things one of the protesters did here in New Hampshire when they originally moved here at a protest where there were some Democrats protesting sort of against the Libertarians.
Yes.
They brought over some cookies to the Democrats. You know, hey, you know,
well, I think it was nice with the hamburgers, just so they didn't have any bacon or barbecued pork.
Frank, any other thoughts for us? Do you have any other thoughts for us, Frank?
Okay, listen, on the more serious note,
yeah.
What do you gentlemen and ladies think of the current stand down or the current sort of stalemate with Iran right now?
Honestly, I haven't been following it, but I'll let the lady in the room address the issue. Mark?
Why do I have to be the lady in the room? My operation isn't even complete yet. I think that, you know, the war party out there, the hawks in the Republican wing would really, really like to go after Iran. I think that Ron Paul sort of warned of a Gulf of Tonkin type of incident.
That's correct.
I think we all need to be aware that the government can fabricate things like this.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I sincerely hope not. This is one of the scenarios that I believe that could very well derail the Ron Paul campaign. It's one of the things that I fear.
We will see.
He's very
only
smart.
Time will tell.
He's very smart in the sense that he called it the Gulf of Tonkin 2, sort of history repeating itself again. But
the Gulf of Tonkin wasn't the first time either. There's sort of a history of various different governments around the world manufacturing crises in order
to
engender a response.
Tonkin, the Gulf of Tonkin was the action that got us into Vietnam.
Right,
and
it was totally fabricated. Totally fabricated. Frank, thanks for the call, man. Short on time. 800-259-9231. We've got Tim. We've got Cameron. Your calls as well. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com. Today.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of features, all for free. The archives included an entire year's worth of the show right there. Front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Grab them up at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to it's Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Well, I had two things to kind of talk about today. My town, I live in a little town in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Bradley, Illinois. It's a tiny little town. And we just got a government grant to put cameras all over our city streets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And on top of that, they didn't even talk to the citizens of Bradley to see if that's what we wanted to do.
Now, is Bradley rife with violent crime?
Not at all.
Because at most small towns, pretty much, not a lot bad going on. Murders happen once every decade. Any other violent crime is big news. So every bit of violent crime hits the newspaper, and it's big news.
But, Mark, you never know where those terrorists are going to strike next. You need a network of interconnected cameras. Also, bureaucrats can watch and keep you safe.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
You know, this just shows me how wrong I was when, in my thinking today. I was listening to the news on the radio, and they were talking about all the cameras they're putting in Chicago, and I'm like, well, at least I could still move to some small little town where that would never happen because there's not enough people to make it worth it.
Now, this means that they didn't just get this grant. They applied for it, right?
Yeah, they would have had to, and no one knew about it until just this Sunday. In the Sunday paper, there was a huge article about it, and this kind of brought it all out.
Now, does the grant cover people to man and watch the cameras as well, or is it just throw in the system and now you get to pay for another bureaucrat to watch the cameras and sit on their butts, basically?
Right. Inevitably, they'll have to hire more people and to view these things. They would have to.
So what's
going to
happen here? I mean, is there a groundswell of people around town that are going to oppose it, or I mean, what's going on?
I actually haven't heard of anything. I've been talking to people, and my mother-in-law, she's like, well, I don't want people watching me, but it's a good thing that there will be people out there to stop speeders and other stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, how can you sit back and let this happen?
And they're completely. They've been led down this path, step by step, inch by inch, and the American people have just thrown in the towel on the whole freedom thing. I mean, this is happening all over the place with people just giving up. Oh well, we need all the security. I know it's inconvenient, but I feel safer as a result of it. Attitude.
I think the question we should ask when it comes to these cameras is: how much do the cameras cost? How effective will they be in stopping violent crime or any crime at all? Because they're going to be used for everything.
The government of the town will answer and say, well, it doesn't matter how much they cost. It's a federal grant, so our taxpayers don't have to pay for it.
Well, somebody has to pay for it, and that's an issue. And secondly,
but it's people in California.
What's it going to do? I mean, people are going to figure out, people that are going to commit crimes are going to figure out ways around the cameras anyway.
Sure.
And the cameras are going to really be to control the citizens, not as much to control the the criminals.
It's all true. Tim, any thoughts?
Or anything like that. I mean, because violent crime usually is done inside of the home, which is in privacy anyway.
Largely. That's why we need cameras in the home. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm kidding about that, of course, but that'll be the next step. As soon as all the camera networks start getting plugged in around town, you'll start seeing exactly that. You'll see people, they'll get out of cars with black hoods on. And they'll go into the houses where they'll then do their business. They'll then beat somebody up or kill them.
In order
whatever.
To really prevent crime with a camera, because I think that's what people imagine is going to happen, there's still need to be somebody manning the cameras.
And each screen on the cameras, no matter however many cameras are in the town, you're going to need that many people watching them to make
it's
sure
not
that
possible.
Are they going to put a speaker under the camera where the police officer is watching and go, stop?
They have that in Great Britain.
Stop or I'll say stop again.
Yes, they can do that, Mark.
And it's trying to come over here as well.
I'm just saying, it's kind of silly. It doesn't,
one could argue that it's a deterrent effect, sort of like having a cop car nearby.
Yeah, I would say not want to walk down the street.
It certainly deters you from having your face bare when you're committing a crime.
It deters me from feeling free, I can tell you that much, having these ominous Orwellian cameras.
It's going to cause people to, take on new styles. People are going to start wearing hats, big sunglasses, maybe veils to obscure their face.
They'll make that illegal.
Style is dictated by what people want, you know.
And we've already seen laws where they say you can't wear your pants lower than your waist. They'll just make it so you can't wear hats and sunglasses when you're outside.
They probably will try to figure something like that, and then people are going to get more skin cancer. It's just a mess.
No hats and sunglasses outside. You have to have cameras inside your house now, and
will start to change their facial features. They'll start putting wads of cotton in their cheeks, and there'll be surgery for changing your facial features. And it's crazy.
It's not going to stop crime. Of course, it's not going to stop crime. There's too much damn profit incentive in many crimes, and of course, that's all brought on by the black market, which is brought on by government laws in the first place. Anyway, let's continue with the phone calls. Of course, cameras are an awful idea. And the most effective way to oppose them is to get the hell out and come to the free state. Make a stand for freedom here. Let's go to Cameron in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Cameron.
What's up, man?
What's on your mind?
No, I was just going to talk about the court system.
Sure.
And I went to court today because I'm in a drug class, made some mistakes back when. And I get, about two, three court cases every month to evaluate my progress in the class. And I went today. And I had been court ordered to put in 3 job applications a week and all that, so I did it so it wouldn't be contempt of court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ended up going there today, and I got 55 hours of community service for not having a job, and he court ordered a mental evaluation because I don't even really know why.
Because you don't have a job?
Yes, because I don't have a job, so they...
Well, he did because he
can. Mental evaluation, and he said, do you have any objections? I was like, yeah, I do. So he just court ordered it.
Hmm.
Right. See, he can do whatever he wants. He's the judge. He's the man in the black robe that everybody thinks has power, and so he'll get away. He doesn't have to have a reason for doing what he's doing. He's in control.
Yeah.
It's a sickness, really.
True.
Now, what's going to happen as a result of this mental evaluation? If you don't pass it, does that mean they're going to put you into a mental institution?
I'm not really sure. I was figuring they would just run me like the rest of the people in the system, just give me the mental evaluation, say there's 100 things wrong with me, and pump me up on a bunch of pills.
That doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, you're in there for a drug violation, and then they're going to put you on their own version of the drug.
And I bet they're going to make you pay for the pills as well, sort of like how they make you pay for the drug tests that they mandate that you do.
Yeah,
so you have to pay for the pills and then take the pills that you may not even want, that who knows what they'll do to your brain or your body, and who knows what side effects they'll have. And they'll probably charge you if you don't take the pills, too, right?
Oh, yeah. They could court order me to take the pills, too.
Man, that's sick, dude. That's messed up.
Now, did you get a...
Another guy in there, he was on Ritalin, and they court ordered him to take it because he stopped. And they court ordered him to take it.
That's awful. Now, do you have some kind of a record for this?
Well, that's what the whole program is about. You go into it, and then if you successfully complete it, they clear your juvenile record.
So
even though I'm 18 now, but I was in there when I was a juvenile.
So they're punishing you for not getting a job, but probably one of the things that's holding you back from getting a job is a record that they have given you?
Yeah, that and the fact that it's three classes a week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to work around that schedule. Then you got court usually every other Friday. And then you got board reviews, and, I mean, it's impossible to really keep a job, you know, a regular job with that kind of schedule.
So you could you have just said, all right, it's okay, I'll take the record, forget all these classes, and gone on with your life? Or would they have, I mean, how did you get into the situation in the first place? Did you opt in?
Yeah, that was the whole thing, because with my charges, I would have probably been spending about 6 to 10 years in jail. And they said, well, you can come in this class. And then
So it was jail or the class. I got you.
Yeah, but it's voluntary class, but I would rather go to that for a year than spend, you know, 6 to 10 in jail.
Man, good luck with this evaluation, and let us know how it turns out. I'm curious about that, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There are some people that say that in the war on drugs, we shouldn't be putting people in jail. We should be putting them into treatment. But that's what they're talking about when they talk about treatment. It's mandatory stuff where, you know, you want somebody to get off crack, but you're going to dope them up with all kinds of other stuff that they may not be interested in having, and then you're going to punish them if they don't do what you want them to. I mean, it's just a mess. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of neat Free Talk Live merchandise, and it's all right there for you. Easy to order, and we'll ship it to you with trackable shipping. We do not do the USPS crap. We do not trust our products to those fools over at the Postal Service. We only ship via FedEx. So, and actually, I think we ship whatever's cheapest. We'll ship FedEx or UPS, whatever will get it there, tracked, insured, and protected. Because we care about our products and we care about our customers. We want to make sure that that the experience is right for you. At store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to John, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, John.
Yeah, good evening. I see two types of value in those security cameras.
Okay.
At least here in southeastern Ohio, what would happen, their value would be as targets for target practice with pellet guns. The other would be hanging in a teenager's bedroom as a little trophy.
Now, I actually saw some debate today on whether or not pellet guns would be appropriate versus paintball guns versus small arms fire. Now, I mean, which one do you think would honestly be best?
I believe probably the, well, it depends on whether you want to tear it up or just disable it. Paint guns would be great for disabling the lens.
Right.
But if you want to destroy it, I'm sure the pellet gun would carry more power.
Paintball guns are also going to give you a little bit less attention as far as the neighbors that might be around hearing gunfire. So
a pellet gun doesn't make any noise.
That's
well,
true,
a pellet
too.
Gun doesn't. It just makes a whisper.
Yeah.
But another more ingenious young man or young lady might even take the thing apart, disassemble it, and send it back to Homeland Security as a put-together kit.
So I like the way you think, John.
Well, John, what
have
disturbs
a good day.
John? Wait, before you go, what disturbs you the most about these cameras? What bothers you about them? What disturbs you the most about these cameras? What bothers you?
It's just
about
the fact that where I am and what I'm doing is no one's business.
You're damn right. Unless
as
you're harming
as,
someone else.
I'm not doing anything illegal. It's no one's business what I'm doing.
I'm with you, John.
Where I am.
Great call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. That's the way it's supposed to be in a so-called free country. You get to move around without people getting in your business, without people knowing who you are and where you're at, as long as you aren't harming someone else or bringing damage to their property. And I should also, since we're talking about the camera issue, we should point out that if you want cameras on your private property, great!
Absolutely.
It's your private property. You should do what it takes to protect that private property. And, of course, I'm against the concept of government property in the first place. I'd like to make it all private. But while we have this government property, the government is supposed to follow certain rules that respect privacy and that sort of thing. And clearly they don't really care much about all that.
Well, you just better be careful. If you do put cameras on your private property, to check into the laws that there is no audio recording or something. You don't want to get in trouble with that.
That's right, because you can't record government agents with your cameras on your private property. And I don't think you can record anybody else without their permission.
Well, I think you could put little signs up that say, "Warning, government agents, you will be photographed if you come on this property and likely shot.
Well,
stay away."
Under the laws, they have to agree to being recorded, but
they're agreeing by stepping on the property.
Right. They don't have to agree to come on my land. I mean, you know, it's mine. So,
but then again, they might be able to argue that since they only allow C students into the government policing systems, that they don't have really good reading comprehension. So they could
just go read that sign. What's that sign say?
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. On the amp line.
Hey, in Colorado, they've got these speeder cameras.
Yeah.
And the law is that you've got to have a front license plate. I got busted once for not having a license plate in the front. And the reason they need the license plate in the front, of course, is so when these cameras take the picture, they know who the car is.
Right.
But the law in Colorado is you have to identify the car and you have to identify the actual driver. Because I could have somebody else drive my car as they were going past one of these, and they can't give me a ticket. They have to give that person a ticket.
Okay.
So whenever I go past one of these cameras, you can see it coming, you know, before they click you. So I put my hand over my face, and I raise the appropriate finger and drive as fast as I can past that thing.
That's great.
And I know that somebody has to look at that, and so they'll get the message from me because they know my license plate.
That's
but they
awesome.
Can't give me a ticket.
Excellent story.
Well, I had a couple other things to talk to you about. I haven't called in for a while, but,
yes.
But the thing I'm most excited about is my phone. How do I sound?
Sounds
really good.
Why?
I get this new phone. It's T-Mobile. And they got this new thing. It's called UMA, unlicensed mobile access.
What's that mean?
And it's got, I think it's 5 radios in this thing. It's an FM radio. It's a Wi-Fi thing. But what happens is when I'm at home, it locks into my Wi-Fi. I give it the password and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all the calls I make on this cell phone are free. I mean, I don't pay my minutes.
Oh, I've heard about this. They're sort of dual-access phones. You can get,
yeah.
When you're around Wi-Fi, and it's not just your Wi-Fi, it's any open Wi-Fi, right?
Not just any open Wi-Fi. Any Starbucks automatically knows who I am because, you know, they have my credentials.
Right.
But if I go into some place like at work where they have a non-open Wi-Fi with the WPA or WEP or something,
mm-hmm.
I've got to put in my credentials there. And then the next time I'm there, it'll automatically shift to a Wi-Fi over a cell signal.
Wow. So you're talking to us over a VoIP signal right now through your cell phone.
Yes.
And it's clear.
Yeah, and I get all the features. You know, I get the web surfing. You know, everything just as it is when I'm home. And then when I walk out of here and I get away from my cell signal, my Wi-Fi signal, it automatically finds the closest cell signal and then locks in. And of course, it starts charging me for the cell time.
Wow! So it's totally synchronous then. So the our conversation would not be interrupted.
That's what they say. I haven't tested it yet. I just got it a couple days ago.
All right, go for a walk. I'm kidding. It's okay. that's great,
well,
man.
Actually, the reason I got this is because we have no cell signal at our house. We have cell signal, you know, 200 yards that way, 200 yards that way, but we're in a kind of a canyon.
Right.
And it's in a real pain in the butt. So this thing really makes it work. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to walk outside of my cell signal and not get anything for the next, you know, maybe quarter mile, and then I'll pick it up.
Home phones are completely, they're almost dead as far as technology is concerned. I mean, they kept making these home phones. You had the base you had to put it on, the charger, and you take it off. And they kept making it so you could go further and further with it. But really, you can only just get down the street with the best of them. Now you're saying that with this multi-purpose cell phone, you're at home. You can use it all around the house. You're not getting charged for the minutes. As soon as you walk outside of the house, you're back on the cell phone networks. It's completely seamless, and it's just going to get better from here on out. And how much does it cost per month?
It's an extra $20. It's an extra $20 for the whole family. I have 5 phones on the thing, and they all get that. For a single, it's $9.95. Plus, you get all this, it's called Hotspot at home because T-Mobile has this thing called Hotspot, which is in all the airports and Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally like $20, but you get this thing. So if you have your laptop with a Wi-Fi card, you're automatically connected, you know, anywhere where they have this Hotspot thing.
Wow, that's really cool.
So it really is a great deal, and the technology is wonderful. And obviously, it sounds okay coming over that VoIP.
Yeah, it sounds great. So what else? Did you have something else to share with us?
Well, I had one thing. I had my tooth taken out.
Oof.
Yeah, I had my front tooth. I mean, a lot of people get their tooth taken out, the root crack. And so I got a big hole in my mouth. And I got this little thing to put in there, you know, for $500 that kind of, you know, keeps you from scaring kids at the grocery store. But they take the tooth out, and then, you know, they kind of clean it up a little bit there. And they put this implant, which is a titanium thing that has around it, they have to pack it in with irradiated cow bone dust, a paste made of irradiated cow bone dust,
okay,
to kind of pack this thing in there. And then my bone apparently kind of, you know, eats away at this thing until it solidifies, and then when it's in like 4 or 5 months, there's no more cow bone dust anymore. And then they go in and they put a crown, and you can't tell the difference. So it's a cool technology, and a lot of people do this. My dentist does 10 of them a week.
Wow. Now, how much did it cost to replace one tooth with this technology?
It's about $5,000.
Now, that's, you can just get what do they call that, a partial, where it's dentures that'll kind of fit up in there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a partial. I mean, I got this partial. This is $500. It's one tooth, and then it kind of, you know, sticks up into your gum just so I can have a conversation with people and they're not staring at me like,
really?
I'm kind
$500 $500 for one tooth in a, you know, false tooth thing?
And I'm going to use that for 4 months and throw it away. Yes.
Wow, exactly. That's incredible. I can't believe it's that much. No wonder some people walk around without front teeth.
Well, they're all custom made, as I find.
Well, yeah, it's all custom made, but you know, and there's like 5,000 shades of white. You know, they have to pick the right white to put in there so it matches the other teeth. But then, you know, when it's all done, I'll have this thing that's supposedly twice as strong as, you know, the other teeth, and it's a dead tooth, you know, because there's no nerves up there, so I can pretty much buy anything I want.
Jump on anything. Great, man. Very cool. Worth the $5,000. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Either way, I mean, you can look at the price and complain about it, but the technology is pretty darn amazing. I mean, they can do some really neat things with people's mouths these days. And the custom factor, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because that's an important factor to price. It's not like they're rolling these off an assembly line. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
People are...